May 4th, 2015, Our Lady comes as Mary, refuge of holy love. She says, "Praise be to Jesus. I have come to remind you that God created the world and all of mankind to give praise to His greater glory. But during these evil times, God's will is not a part of the world He created. Man has made his own free will, a false god, seeking freedom in the legalization of sin. So many have been misled by this compromise of truth. So many in high places remain silent as they seek man's approval above God's approval. These actions, or lack of actions, demand God's justice. Do not mistake God's patience for His approval. The abyss between heaven and earth widens in every present moment. If you are not for God, you are against Him. I am allowed by Jesus to come here to this site to strengthen and increase the remnant. These are the ones who remain with the truth despite the influence of compromise. The truth is in godliness according to God's commandments. Live in the truth." A note is given to read Romans chapter 6, 20 through 23. The synopsis: when slaves to sin, you thought you were free as regards justice, but the fruit of sin, of which you are now ashamed, is eternal death. Now that you are set free from sin and become slaves to God, the fruit of sanctification is the means by which you achieve your goal, life everlasting. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is live everlasting in Christ Jesus our Lord. When you were slaves of sin, you were free in regard to righteousness. But then, what return did you get from the things of which you are now ashamed? The end of those things is death. But now that you have been set free from sin and have become slaves of God, the return you get is sanctification, and its end, eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Scripture verses asked to be read by Mary, refuge of holy love.